Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Well, the Republic of Ireland squad are on their way home, having come away with their first point in a World Cup campaign. Events were overshadowed yesterday, however, by a public differing of opinion between Ireland manager Vera Powell and captain Katie McCabe. Katie had called on her manager to send on some fresh legs during the game against Nigeria, but her calls were ignored at the time, leading Vera Powell to give this response at the post-match press conference.
If Katie McCabe says that she wants to change, it doesn't mean she's not the coach. Yeah? Everybody was doing so well. So I said, what do you want, Katie, taking the best player off? No.
Just to confirm there, so your captain, Katie McCabe, asked you to make changes and you refused. Is that correct? Fair
no,
comment?
No. No, because a player doesn't ask and you refuse. A player can ask always, but as a coach, it's not a refusal. As a coach, you make decisions on what is necessary. A player can say everything to a coach, at least to me.
What did she say?
That she wanted fresh legs, yeah, and on her side.
And why didn't you make that change?
Because everybody was doing so well. Sinead Farrelly was arguably the best player on the pitch at that moment, so I was not prepared to take the best player off.
Some stern words there from Vera Powell. Joined on the line now on his way home from Australia by Irish Examiner football correspondent John Fallon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Philip. Good afternoon from Dubai.
Good afternoon from Dubai. You're halfway home. What are we looking at here, John? Is this a disagreement coloured by a little bit of Dutch directness on Vera Powell's part, or is this a more fundamental breakdown in the team?
Yeah, I think in isolation, you know, it might be seen as sort of a one-off and just part of, you know, the trust of football. But when you put into context with what has been sort of the undercurrent in the last few weeks here, it's probably what people would perceive as things just coming to the boil. The match was going on. It was nil all just after half time. Nigeria only needed a point to go through, bearing in mind that Australia were winning comfortably against Canada. And Katie, as we could see and hear from inside the stadium, was very eager to make the most of this and get a win and make sure that they returned with 3 points. And that sort of manifested in conversations between ourselves, bearing in mind she plays on the left side, which is right near the dugout where Vera was stood up. And there were some exchanges which we could hear. Like normally, in the last two games, obviously in Sydney, which was 75,000, and Perth, which was almost full, we wouldn't have been privy to this, but it was fairly audible from where we were that Katie was getting quite irritable. You could see that she was demanding certain things and they just weren't happening. And it was just a very frustrating night for Katie. She ended up getting booked later on, and then came the questions in the press conference and Vera's response.
Okay, before we get on to the press conference, go back to the pitch. What was it that Katie McCabe was looking for? What specifically did she ask of Vera Powell?
Yeah, the what we were told and what we could hear was you need to freshen things up, is what she said. Now, Katie plays as a left wing back, which means she can go be in either half, but she was spending more time in the opposition half than defensively. So what Vera Powell revealed, which was unprompted, we didn't mention any names and we didn't hear any names, was that Katie had suggested that Sinead Farrelly be taken off and be substituted or replaced with a player who would be fit and fresh, bearing in mind that Sinead is 33. She had a 7-year break from football. She only returned earlier this year. And I think yesterday was actually our first 90-minute match for us.
So okay, but it's important here, John, to say you didn't specifically hear, did you, Katie asking for Sinead Farrelly to be substituted?
No, none of us heard that. The first that we were aware of that was when Vera volunteered that name.
And would it not be, well, perhaps a more benign reading of what it was that Vera Powell said at the conference, rather than the suggestion that some people seem to have taken that Katie McCabe wanted Sinead Farrelly taken off and had explicitly asked for her to be taken off, that what Vera Powell was actually saying was, implicitly, that ordinarily it would have been Sinead Farrelly who would have come off at 70 minutes, having not played the full 90 minutes, and she volunteered this information as saying, well, you know, maybe she was the person who was due logically to come off, but I didn't take her off because she was playing so well, rather than responding to the suggestion that Katie had looked for her to be substituted.
Yeah, that was the flow of the conversation. But I think the broader point is she was suggesting that changes be made, which sort of brings you into the whole ream of manager versus captain. And I think once that was put to Vera last night, that's how she responded, which was very much reaffirming her authority, to saying that I pick the team, I make the decisions, substitution, selection, etc. No player is bigger than me.
And in a stadium where there might be 80,000 people roaring and shouting, would these kind of exchanges not typically be going on anyway? You just wouldn't have got to hear them.
They would typically go on. You would hear in other matches, but not to the point of demanding substitutions. I think that would be seen as going overboard. And as I said earlier on, there has been some undercurrent there since the start of the tournament, and even the build-up. You know, if you go back to even the 5th of July, the final farewell game against France, which was meant to be, send-off for the Irish team in Katie McKay's backyard of Tallaght Stadium, whereas that press conference was completely dominated by the latest revelations or accusations about Vera from the Athletic publication. And anyone there or viewing could see how uncomfortable and annoyed that Katie was, and she called it a distraction and noise, and she made that sarcastic comment at the end towards the media about thanks for talking about the World Cup. So if you stitch sort of that line, yes, to which was the start to the end, you know, you could probably see that things were threatening to overspill.
It now transpires, doesn't it, that piece by The Athletic was one that had actually been prompted by a call from Vera Powell to them?
Yes, just for context, there were revelations at the turn of the year, which I think were from two players, and at that time Vera strenuously denied them, and the FEI gave her full backing. And then as the tournament approached, we'd heard that there was going to be another expose, which involved a larger group of staff and players, I think 7. And then in the detail of that article, they actually mentioned that it was Vera who approached them. And what has been striking, certainly to ourselves in the media, is the FEI silence on that since, that they've gone from the situation of fully backing Vera earlier in the year to saying absolutely nothing. The media who were in Australia were anxious to speak to Jonathan Hill, the chief executive, who had actually given a commitment to do so only 2 weeks ago, but he declined. And, of course, that's only going to fuel rumours of a rift that's there. And as we know, Vera is now officially out of contract, and really nobody knows whether she's going to be retained.
Yes. So the fact that that is an open and unanswered question, whether she will get another contract or not, does that, in your mind, more or less actually answer the question about her future with the Irish team?
Oh, I think it's very much in doubt now, yeah, because if you look what she did, you know, last October, she qualified Ireland for a World Cup. Like only Mick McCarthy and Jack Charlton have ever done that in the history of Irish football. She was your RTE Press Manager of the Year. And I think at that time, everyone would have agreed that Vera deserved a new contract, bearing in mind that the current one was to lapse at the end of this World Cup. And then, you know, there was a series of events, I suppose, starting off with the Athletic revelations at the turn of the year. The contract talks began, but they paused then around the same time as the second expose from the Athletic. And since then, we've had this rather bizarre situation of interviewing players. And it's a natural question about would you endorse Vera staying on after this campaign into the Euros and the Nations League? And none of the players, not one of them, which I think amounts to about 5 or 6 by now, have given her that endorsement. Mm. Which, when you contrast it with even the men's team, you know, when Stephen Kenny was a few months out from his contract coming up for renewal, players were very much declaring their support for Stephen extending their contract. So again, a lot of what this is about is what's not been said, rather than what has been said. Whereas last night just became, it really seemed like a very much a public mess being shown in the public glare.
Very subjective question this, John, but do you think that the Irish team would have been in Australia were it not for Vera Pauw, if it was under a different manager?
I wouldn't give her, you know, say that that was conditional on her management, bearing in mind that they had got close in the previous campaign just for that farcical own goal in Kiev. We do have two really sort of world-class players in Denise O'Sullivan and Katie McCabe, which we probably don't have in the men's team. So you have a generation of players who were probably, a lot of them have gone into their 30s, but they're at their peak. And when you look at the group that we had, Sweden and Finland, it came down to beating Finland for second place, which we did. And then we got a fairly favourable draw the way it worked out in the playoffs. We just have one game in Scotland. Now, whether that was Colin Bell or Sue Ronan in charge, I'm not saying that they wouldn't have guided them to the tournament as well. But just going back to your opening statement there about Vera, she is very direct. She doesn't apologise for that. And that seems to have, you know, been a benefit to her, but also a weakness.
And as things stand, are team and coach all going to be participating in the homecoming?
Yeah, that was asked last night. They're coming back in two groups today and tomorrow. And as it stands, they're due to be in O'Connell Street on Thursday evening. After which, who knows, because Vera, when asked about what our plans were, she referred those questions to the FEI.
I'm sure we'll all be watching the body language very, very closely on that one. John Fallon, The Examiner, thank you very much for joining us from Dubai Airport on your way back from Australia.